Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, baby. Big game tonight. Big show today. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yo, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz, how at you, boy? It's game day.
It's game day.
It's game day.
Bunch of disgusting New Yorkers in town. Easy to identify.
I saw your list.
Bad breath, jersey too tight, gold chains in the chest hair. If you see them, just ignore them, walk away, pretend like they're a bear in the woods. If you need to, put your arms up real high and yell. They'll run away. That's what happens. So I'm confident tonight. I feel good. I didn't feel good yesterday, but I feel good today. Feel good about a Sixers win. Feel good about a Game 7 in New York. Here's what I'm thinking.
You mean you feel good about winning Game 7 in New
York?
Yeah. Okay.
After we win Game 6.
I was just checking.
Shaking in their boots after we win Game 6.
Gotcha.
So I'm thinking about the game. And after our big coming out party the other night for Mr. Tyrese Maxey, superstar arrival, he is the guy, the closer, Tyrese Maxey. We have finally the duo we've been waiting here in Philadelphia for years. And people are all over Tyrese, the face of the franchise, yada, 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 yada. And I'm super happy that Tyrese has become this guy, outperformed every expectation I ever had. Never thought he'd even be this good, and he's going to get better. All that said, if we want to win tonight and we want to win Sunday, the thing that Nick Nurse has to remember, the thing that Tyrese Maxey has to remember, the thing that Joel Embiid has to remember, and that we have to remember, is this offense goes through Joel Embiid to start the game. We cannot change the identity of this team because Tyrese Maxey had a great game. Now, if you're going to tell me in the fourth quarter, put the ball in Maxey's hands, totally fine. But the way this team operates is with Joel Embiid touching the ball at the nail, touching the ball at the post, perhaps getting double teamed, finding open shots for other people. It not only makes Embiid better and engaged and gets open shots for other players on the team, it makes Tyrese Maxey better. So what I am reminding you who is listening, what I am reminding Nick Nurse, what I am reminding the players on the Sixers is this offense, regardless of what happened the other night, goes through Joel Embiid.
Listen, I understand when you say goes through Joel Embiid, and that's fine if Joel Embiid is facilitating and passing the ball. Like, what it can't be is Joel Embiid shooting the ball 30 times tonight. I don't think the team is more successful with Joel Embiid being the focal point of the offense. It's clear to me right now that Tyrese Maxey is the guy, the driving force behind this offense, right? I'm not going to go on both ends of the court. Not as great on the defensive end. That's obvious. But on the offensive end, he can get his own shot. He can hit the shots from the outside. And his energy seems to be what the team feeds off more than the energy of what Embiid is giving us. Quite frankly, there's been one game where Joel Embiid brought the type of energy where you would say, we need to run everything through him. Everything is going through him tonight. Game one, he didn't look that way. Game two, he didn't look that way. I mean, Tyrese Maxey really carried us in game two, hit big shots late down the stretch in game two, really should have took that last shot of the game instead of passing it. And maybe we win game two, and we know what happened with the fouls under the basket. But all that stuff was centered around Tyrese Maxey and not Joel Embiid. With the exception of one game in this series, game three, this series, Tyrese Maxey has been the best Sixer. He's been the best Sixer. Mm. He certainly is the most trustworthy Sixer.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think Embiid's been the best Sixer. I found this on the web
for Tyrese. That's my phone talking to me with
did
Tyrese
it think,
Maxey.
That's it good. Think you said Siri.
Oh,
I think it said, I think it said Siri.
When I said Siri, it thought it said Siri. I thought I said Siri.
Yeah, happens to me every once in
awesome.
A while, too. Even the games when you're talking about where Tyrese Maxey brought us home, the offense was focused around Joel. And the thing that, and I love Maxey, I want to be clear, this is not an anti-Maxey thing. I love Maxey. But even when Maxey is being great, it's when the offense is going through Joel. I mean, when you look at offensive players, Joel can survive as an offensive player on his own. Does not need Maxey out there. But Maxey is a completely different player offensively when Embiid is on the court as opposed to when he's not on the
court. Yeah, you know why? Because he defers to Joel Embiid. It's not because he's not good enough. It's not because he's not good enough. Now, those other players, sure. Tobias, Oubre, all those guys. Yeah, Maxey still got his when Joel Embiid was not playing. Like, Maxey still put up 50-point games. Team didn't win, not because of Maxey. No, it's because of the other guys. The supporting cast has been terrible all year long, really, since they traded these guys at the trading deadline. It hasn't been a supporting cast you can rely upon. But he has been the guy that you can rely on in Tyrese Maxey. And with Embiid out there, yes, it makes Maxey's job easier. It does. And that's okay. I'm just saying – not Embiid needs to be a non-factor. I'm just saying the idea of deferring to Joel Embiid and running everything through him and let him shoot elbow jumpers and three-pointers like they did at the beginning of Game 5. They tried to go through Embiid. He made some good passes.
He did.
Settled some guys, but he also took some shots that came up short, and they were all jump shots. He was 1-for-8. He started off like 1-for-8 in the game. Right? Like, those are his shots, and they were all jump shots. They were all, am I into this game?
They were up 9 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, but that's because Tobias was great in the first quarter, and Maxey was great in the first quarter. I think Tobias and Maxey scored all their points in the first quarter.
215-592-9494.
The torch has been passed.
Well, I'm not there yet.
To Tobias?
No, to Maxey. To Maxey. If you're going to win this series, it's going to be because of Tyrese Maxey.
215-592-9494. Do you focus the offense around Maxey or Embiid tonight? Now, from a win-loss standpoint, I am feeling a win. I am feeling a win. Are you?
Yes.
They're going to do it. They're going to get us a game seven.
Now, if you're asking me on a scale of 1 to 10.
Nah, I'm not asking. We don't need
to know. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm not overly confident is all I'm saying.
I know.
I'm not saying this is not a lock tonight.
Because I know it's like a 5.1.
Yeah, slightly, but it's there.
I'm trying to exude confidence.
I'm with you. I'm with
you. Exude confidence. 215-592-9494. Lamar in West Philly. You're on WIP.
Oh, let me take it off some speaker. All right. Gentlemen, let me tell you something, man. I hear what people are saying when it comes to Embiid. The guy is struggling with Bell palsy. Like,
oh my God. We know.
Listen to what I'm telling you. The guy's giving his effort. He's giving it to you. All I need him to do tonight, right, is to dominate the boards tonight. And when the shots ain't falling, make sure those guys get a second opportunity to shoot the ball and maybe get to the next shot. That's what it all boils down to, is the rebound game in this whole series. And Embiid got it, you know, just and everybody, you know, the guy's doing what he can do, man.
You know when he was better, Lamar? You know when he was better? When he's not trying to score 50 and lead us to a win that way. Because that's when he doesn't do too much. He isn't doing a bunch of dribbling.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I totally agree with you. I think his problem a lot of times the pressure's on him where everybody wants him to do too much, because if they lose the game, guess what they're gonna be calling a bum. They're gonna call him a bum. So he sometimes just need to let the game come to him and let it flow instead of just trying to dominate, look good, you know, trying to just do all kinds of stuff to try to win. And just like,
yeah,
settle down, man.
How about letting your number two carry the bags right now? How about allowing that to happen? How about having enough security in yourself as a ball player and you're standing in this league as a reigning MVP and knowing that you, because guess what? When they lose, he got no problem telling us he ain't at his best right now. He ain't got no problem telling us he's not healthy. So we all know that. So then why not allow Tyrese Maxey to drive the bus? And you're going to get yours. He's going to get it. He can get 20 points in his sleep. He can get 20 in his sleep. Let me give you his shooting numbers. He was 12 of 29 in the second game of the series. That's the second game of the series, 12 of 29. He was 8 for 22 in the first game of the series. In the first game of the series. He was terrible this last game. With the exception of game 3, he has not been the guy that you need. And I love Joel Embiid, but he's not healthy right now, and he's not playing well right now. So he can get his as playing off of Tyrese Maxey versus we start the game, everybody's trying to focus, get the ball to Joel Embiid, let him score, let him get his shots up, and then it's not working. And then we got to deal with him feeling mopey and the shots not going down and everything else. And then you got to worry about whether or not he's locked in the rest of the game. Whereas Maxey is locked in the entire time. He's ready to go. He's deferring to Joel Embiid, and I think that's hurting us at times. That's hurting us at times.
Can I say something, brother? Listen, this is crazy. Listen, he already pretty much said that. He said at the end of the last game, he said, yo, I need you to help out, and he did. So what I need the Sixers to do after this, whatever happens with this series, they need to get a better backup center. So he don't have to have a lot of minutes on the court. So in the fourth quarter, he won't be as tired.
How are we winning tonight, Lamar? You're talking about after the series, a backup center and everything else.
They got tonight, man. They good.
Okay.
They good, brother.
Okay. It sounds like you kind of agree with me.
I think you guys are arguing. You don't even disagree.
Well, he called up saying go through Joel Embiid. So I wanted him to kind of explain what he means by going through Joel Embiid.
The best part was he goes, am I going to get to talk, brother? And I'm like, I just thought about saying, like, it is his show.
Well, no, you can talk. I mean, it's okay. I'm just making a point why I want to go through Max, and you're telling me about getting backup centers after the series is over. You're not making a point.
Can't do anything.
What you're doing is making a bunch of excuses is what I heard.
Can't do anything about backup center today.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about it. Jack, are you feeling good about tonight or what?
I'm skeptical. What's
it going to take with you, man?
I've seen them do this far too often. We had game 5 last year in Boston. Like, well, they grew up. They finally get it. And then what did they do in game 6? They blew a game 6 and they didn't show up in game 7. I don't need a win tonight.
It's because you don't need a win.
I hope they win tonight.
I know I didn't hear what I just heard. Did he really say, I don't need a win tonight?
And with New Yorkers in town, you know, puffing their gross chests out. You're
oily, yeah.
Yeah, oily. Greasy. We need to get free tickets. And you're like, man, I just need a good effort.
No, I do, though.
Like, orange slices afterwards.
What matters to me more tonight is just show up. And but show up, not the they're going to have 5 starters out there. Like, just don't fold. I need to see heart tonight. I am so terrified of a fold job by the Sixers.
Who's more likely to show you no heart tonight?
The big fella. You kidding me? I mean, yeah, of course it's Joel Embiid. But, like, it's Tobias, too. I've seen this story so many times, and I want them to break through, and I want them to get it. And if they win tonight, they're going to win game 7.
When you say show heart, you're talking about Joel Embiid.
Always.
You don't care about seeing no heart out of Tobias Harris. It's what Joel Embiid does.
Sure, yeah. He's the temperature, to steal a Jalen phrase.
Yeah, but you can't just be happy with a good effort.
Yeah, but it matters more. They're not winning the finals. They're not winning the finals this year. Like, Embiid is on one leg.
I don't care.
They're not going on
because
a run.
You know what?
Even if they beat the Knicks, they're losing the next round.
Like, no, they could play.
No, we could beat Indiana.
Dude, he can't run. Like, he can't run.
That's why we go through Maxey.
Exactly right. He had to jump off the ground. Of course you're going through Maxey tonight. What are you talking about?
They're not going through Maxey.
Well, they're going to lose.
Then they're going to lose.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, hold on. What are you? Hold on.
Yeah. This guy should have a time limit on him. You let him too long.
Like, then they're going to lose.
They're going to lose if they go through Joel tonight. That's a fact.
They're going to go through Joel.
Cool. They're going to be down. And it's going to be a tight ballpark.
Every game's been like that. Every game's been tight. And the whole, they just have to show heart. They don't have to win.
Not with.
Just because they're not going to win the final.
How's that for a rallying cry?
Yeah. You got to go there, hold up a sign.
Just try. Orange slices at halftime.
Chris and Penn Salkin, you're on WIP.
What's up, boys? I'm officially changing my name. It is Truth Teller from Penn Salkin.
We'll decide on that one.
we will decide when they draft the match. When they call all those boys up, and they're like, he might be a good player. He's going to struggle to be a number two. I said, you watch. All right, you were one of them.
I was.
You were one of them.
Yep. I was.
And I would never thank COVID, but thank COVID that year, baby, because he would have never went at 21. Never. But I'm with Spike. Spike. They could run the offense through you. I don't care. I need a dub.
That's not a four-hour radio show, unfortunately. Walk in my shoes for a day. I come in and say they need a dub, and then we all go home. That just ain't how it works.
No, man. Your crickety back, your bad hip, your tattoos, your
what are we doing here?
Kind of funky hair. You can at least give me a shot. You can at least put in two, man, because you got the Philly attitude. The only person I wouldn't run the offense through is your pops, man. That's all. That's the only one. This is a lock tonight, fellas. Lock it down, and you watch Kelly Oubre, and I am signing him next year, not for a ton of money, but fair market value. Will you watch Kelly cook Brunson's ass tonight? He don't get 30 tonight, man. You watch. 6'7", 2'7", 2 span. SWAT. Here we go, fellas. And all you New Yorkers, I told you before, one of you tried to get in my store this morning. You got denied. You don't think I got cameras on my phone, man. Stay out. I don't care if you wash your clothes in a creek with a rock. I don't need your friggin' $9. Take that New York stuff and shove it up your giggy. 10-9-8-76. We're going to game 7, fellas. Flower power. Let's go!
The Truth Teller from Penn Salkin. Are we granting him that name?
Well, we grant everybody else their name, so yeah. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Sure, why not?
Why not? But here's the thing.
Yeah.
He puts himself in that category. That means he has to be held accountable for being a truth teller.
First of all, as Jack and I did, we need the accountability board up in here so we can put the Truth Teller from Penn Salkin. Also, does the Truth Teller from Penn Salkin want to be considered for the Eagles Insider of the Year? You never know. Now, he mentioned New Yorkers. We do have some New Yorkers in the building today. Mm. We have from our sister station, from my former place of employment, WFAN, the afternoon show, Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber, along with Sean Morash and Tommy Lugauer, are doing their show after the Yankees game starts here until 6:30, and then they're going to the game. So in the 3 o'clock hour today, we are going to bring them in one by one and fight with them. We will fight with Lugauer about the Knicks. We will fight with Sean and Tiki about the Giants. And then we will fight with that slob Evan about everything else. So that is the 3 o'clock hour today. 215-592-9494. Do you think the offense tonight runs through Embiid or runs through Maxey? Jay in West Philly.
Should the offense run tonight?
Should.
I knew I gave you the right name. Mo. You bringing the rats down here when we got to play them today?
I didn't bring them down here. They're the same company. They're the same company. What do you want me to do? Tell them they can't come in here?
Damn, Mo, they from New York.
I'm not the boss here. By the way, Tiki's from Virginia.
I don't know that, Mo. Look, we ain't played the Knicks until you came back. We ain't played the Knicks in the playoffs in 89 until you came back.
Right. Oh, you scared? Are you scared of the Knicks? Is that what I have? Scared Jay?
I ain't scared of New York.
Look, I chose to come back here. You should be praising me for leaving New York and deciding to come back here. Go ahead, praise.
Man, son of Howard stuff there. It sounded like the size. Hey, look.
Yeah.
Maxey owes me a game. He want to be smiling and he just sat in the third and everybody want to give him props like this. He owe me a game. Jamal Murray got Jokic too.
Okay.
He owes me a game.
Well, I mean, he would have got you game too. Hold on. Did he not put you in a position to win game two?
Well, then he choked.
No, he didn't because he didn't take that last shot. He passed it off to Joe, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Remember Rodney Pete did that?
Yep.
Okay,
Rodney
so
Pete.
He owed me two games, man.
Yeah, you want to change,
owed me two games.
Rodney Pete did smile a lot, didn't he?
Yeah. So Smiley owed me two games. Look, he gave up to go put Joe in that position. Embiid took a bad three-pointer. You the perimeter player. You the star. What big man hasn't had a perimeter player to come through for him?
No, he,
in NBA history.
No, I agree with you. I'm saying let Maxie. Let Maxie do his thing tonight.
Running through, or he gotta come through when it's clutch time.
Nah, we can't sit around and wait on Embiid to miss shots and flop like and do all that. We gotta go win tonight.
Murray? Is he better than Jamal Murray?
Who, Maxie?
Yeah,
I'd say they about the same.
Oh no.
I mean, I may give Jamal Murray a slight edge.
Well, he's done it.
He does have a championship. Yeah, I'm not going to disrespect him yet.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. That's the help he got. Joe need help. Y'all want to put all this stuff on him. Like, all I've been hearing, he had 9 turnovers. He had a triple-double.
He did have a triple-double.
Yeah, and he was 1 turnover from having a quadruple-double.
Well,
yeah,
see, that's even better.
He started 1-for-9, and so that means he finished 6-for-12.
Listen, I'm not here to rag on Joel Embiid. I'm not.
That's what it sounds like.
No, hey, no, what I'm doing – no, here's the thing. Here's what I'm doing, Jay. I realize that he's compromised, and the way he looked – the way he looked in game five, and now they're playing 2 days later. Do you expect him to look more spry tonight? You expect him to play with more energy tonight, 2 days later, after looking like he barely made it through game five?
Everything to run through Maxie when he was out, they was 12-for-27. Oh, the All-Star. It's all because of Joe. So he
So check this out, Jay. Check this out. So here's what I'm going to do, and I need you to make sure you call regardless of the results because it's all on Joe. Remember you said that. I don't want to hear about everybody else. I don't want to hear excuses about role players and all the other stuff. You want it all to go through Joe.
And let me get at that fraud, Chuck, before that, because I don't want to place all my
All right, go ahead. Too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that fraud, that pen pal, too old to be stalking stars and everything. I heard him call me yesterday. I was talking about AI. He's too old to be trying to be a pen pal to everybody, superstars in this town. And when they don't respond to him, he want to cry and whine and all this stuff. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Chuck, you fraud.
Wow.
Why is he a fraud? Because he likes Allen Iverson?
No, because he sit there and stalk everybody. When the pandering man said, oh, yeah, I heard stuff from out there. Oh, Bryce Harper, the Phillies need to do, everybody need to be like him. Then when Bryce Harper ain't respond to him, then he was Embiid's best friend. Then he had one game, then he's back to hating Embiid. He's a fraud.
We got to go, Jay.
Like the pen pals, and they not responding to him.
All right.
He's too old to be chasing behind stars like that.
Thank you for the call, Jay. Yeah, Chuck has a little clout chasing to him. That's all I'm saying. I love Chuck. Coming up next, Charles Barkley has an opinion about what to do with the offense tonight. Charles was on with Giglio and Hugh today. We will hear from that. The Twitter poll of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom online at marks-jewelers.com. The poll, who do you want the offense to run through tonight, Maxie or Embiid? Ike, give me your guess on what the percentages are here.
I would say Maxie at 65%.
Maxie at 70%.
Wow.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
We hear.
Smart people.
We hear from Charles next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, baby. Big game tonight. Big show today. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yo, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz, how at your boy. It's game day.
It's game day.
It's game day.
Bunch of disgusting New Yorkers in town. Easy to identify.
I saw your list.
Bad breath. Jersey too tight. Gold chains in the chest hair. If you see them, just ignore them. Walk away. Pretend like they're a bear in the woods. If you need to, put your arms up real high and yell. They'll run away. That's what happens. So I'm confident tonight. I feel good. I didn't feel good yesterday, but I feel good today. Feel good about a Sixers win. Feel good about a Game 7 in New York. Here's what I'm thinking.
You mean you feel good about winning Game 7 in New
York?
Yeah. Okay.
After we win Game 6.
I was just checking.
Shaking in their boots after we win Game 6.
Gotcha.
So I'm thinking about the game, and after our big coming out party the other night for Mr. Tyrese Maxey, superstar arrival, he is the guy, the closer, Tyrese Maxey. We have finally the duo we've been waiting here in Philadelphia for years. And people are all over Tyrese, the face of the franchise, yada, 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 yada. And I'm super happy that Tyrese has become this guy. Outperformed every expectation I ever had. Never thought he'd even be this good, and he's going to get better. All that said, if we want to win tonight and we want to win Sunday, the thing that Nick Nurse has to remember, the thing that Tyrese Maxey has to remember, the thing that Joel Embiid has to remember, and that we have to remember is this offense goes through Joel Embiid to start the game. We cannot change the identity of this team because Tyrese Maxey had a great game. Now, if you're going to tell me in the fourth quarter, put the ball in Maxey's hands, totally fine. But the way this team operates is with Joel Embiid touching the ball at the nail, touching the ball at the post, perhaps getting double teamed, finding open shots for other people. It not only makes Embiid better and engaged and gets open shots for other players on the team, it makes Tyrese Maxey better. So what I am reminding you who is listening, what I am reminding Nick Nurse, what I am reminding the players on the Sixers, is this offense, regardless of what happened the other night, goes through Joel Embiid.
Listen, I understand when you say goes through Joel Embiid, and that's fine if Joel Embiid is facilitating and passing the ball. Like, what it can't be is Joel Embiid shooting the ball 30 times tonight. I don't think the team is more successful with Joel Embiid being the focal point of the offense. It's clear to me right now that Tyrese Maxey is the guy, the driving force behind this offense, right? I'm not going to go on both ends of the court. Not as great on the defensive end. That's obvious. But on the offensive end, he can get his own shot. He can hit the shots from the outside. And his energy seems to be what the team feeds off more than the energy of what Embiid is giving us. Quite frankly, there's been one game where Joel Embiid brought the type of energy where you would say, we need to run everything through him. Everything is going through him tonight. Game one, he didn't look that way. Game two, he didn't look that way. I mean, Tyrese Maxey really carried us in game two, hit big shots late down the stretch in game two, really should have took that last shot of the game instead of passing it, and maybe we win game two, and we know what happened with the fouls under the basket. But all that stuff was centered around Tyrese Maxey and not Joel Embiid. With the exception of one game in this series, game three, this series, Tyrese Maxey has been the best Sixer. He's been the best Sixer. He certainly is the most trustworthy Sixer. Yeah.
I think Embiid's been the best Sixer.
That's my phone talking to me.
Did
Tyrese
it think,
Max.
It think you said Siri?
Oh,
I think it said. I think it said Siri.
When I said Siri, it thought it said. Siri. I thought I said Siri.
Yeah, happens to me every once in a while too. I even the games when you're talking about where Tyrese Maxey brought us home, the offense was focused around Joel, and the thing that, and I love Maxey. I want to be clear. This is not an anti-Maxey thing. I love Maxey, but even when Maxey is being great, it's when the offense is going through Joel. I mean, when you look at offensive players, Joel can survive as an offensive player on his own, does not need Maxey out there. But Maxey is a completely different player offensively when Embiid is on the court as opposed to when he's not on the
court. Yeah, you know why? Because he defers to Joel Embiid. It's not because he's not good enough. It's not because he's not good enough. Now, those other players, sure. Tobias, Oubre, all those guys. Yeah, Maxey still got his when Joel Embiid was not playing. Like, Maxey still put up 50-point games. Team didn't win, not because of Maxey. No, it's because of the other guys. The supporting cast has been terrible all year long, really. Really, since they traded these guys at the trading deadline. It hasn't been a supporting cast you can rely upon. But he has been the guy that you can rely on in Tyrese Maxey. And with Embiid out there, yes, it makes Maxey's job easier. It does. And that's okay. I'm just saying not Embiid needs to be a non-factor. I'm just saying the idea of deferring to Joel Embiid and running everything through him and let him shoot elbow jumpers and three-pointers like they did at the beginning of game five. They tried to go through Embiid. He made some good passes.
He did.
Settled some guys, but he also took some shots that came up short, and they were all jump shots. He was 1-for-8. He started off like 1-for-8 in the game. Right?
He did.
Like, those are his shots. And they were all jump shots. They were all, am I into this game?
They were up 9 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, but that's because Tobias was great in the first quarter and Maxey was great in the first quarter. I think Tobias and Maxey scored all their points in the first quarter.
215-592-9494.
The torch has been passed.
Well, I'm not there yet.
To Tobias?
No, to Maxey. To Maxey. If you're going to win this series, it's going to be because of Tyrese Maxey.
215-592-9494. Do you focus the offense around Maxey or Embiid tonight? Now, from a win-loss standpoint, I am feeling a win. I am feeling a win. Are you?
Yes.
They're going to do it. They're going to get us a game seven.
Now, if you're asking me on a scale of 1 to 10.
Nah, I'm not asking. We don't need to
know. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm not overly confident is all I'm saying.
I know.
I'm not saying this is not a lock tonight.
Because I know it's like a 5.1.
Yeah, slightly, but it's there.
I'm trying to exude confidence.
I'm with you.
Exude confidence. 215-592-9494. Lamar in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Oh, let me take it off some speaker. All right. Gentlemen, let me tell you something, man. I hear what people are saying when it comes to Embiid. The guy is struggling with Bell palsy. Like,
oh my God. We know.
Listen to what I'm telling you. The guy's giving his effort. He's giving it to you. All I need him to do tonight, right, is to dominate the boards tonight. And when the shots ain't falling, make sure those guys get a second opportunity to shoot the ball and maybe get to the next shot. That's what it all boils down to, is the rebound game in this whole series. And Embiid got it, you know, just, and everybody, you know, the guy's doing what he can do, man.
Sometimes, you know when he was better, Lamar? You know when he was better? When he's not trying to score 50 and lead us to a win that way. Because that's when he doesn't do too much. He isn't doing a bunch of dribbling.
I got you, and I agree with you.
Okay.
And I totally –
I totally agree with you. I think his problem a lot of times, the pressure's on him where everybody wants him to do too much, because if they lose the game, that's what they're gonna be calling a bum. They're gonna call him a bum. So he sometimes just need to let the game come to him and let it flow instead of just trying to dominate, look good, you know, trying to just do all kinds of stuff to try to win and just like,
yeah,
settle down, man.
How about letting your number two carry the bags right now? How about allowing that to happen? How about having enough security in yourself as a ball player and you're standing in this league as a reigning MVP and knowing that you – because guess what? When they lose, he got no problem telling us he ain't at his best right now. He ain't got no problem telling us he's not healthy. So we all know that. So then why not allow Tyrese Maxey to drive the bus? And you're going to get yours. He's going to get it. He can get 20 points in his sleep. He can get 20 in his sleep. Let me give you his shooting numbers. He was 12 of 29 in the second game of the series. That's the second game of the series, 12 of 29. He was 8 for 22 in the first game of the series. In the first game of the series. He was terrible this last game. With the exception of game 3, he has not been the guy that you need. And I love Joel Embiid, but he's not healthy right now, and he's not playing well right now. So he can get his as playing off of Tyrese Maxey versus we start the game, everybody's trying to focus, get the ball to Joel Embiid, let him score, let him get his shots up, and then it's not working. And then we got to deal with him feeling mopey and the shots not going down and everything else. And then you got to worry about whether or not he's locked in the rest of the game. Whereas Maxey is locked in the entire time. He's ready to go. He's deferring to Joel Embiid, and I think that's hurting us at times. That's hurting us at times.
Can I say something, brother? Listen, this is crazy. Listen, he already pretty much said that. He said at the end of the last game, he said, yo, I need you to help out, and he did. So what I need the Sixers to do after whatever happens with this series, they need to get a better backup center. So he don't have to have a lot of minutes on the court. So in the fourth quarter, he won't be as tired.
How are we winning tonight, Lamar? You're talking about after the series, a backup center and everything else.
They got tonight, man. They good.
Okay.
They good, brother.
Okay. Okay. It sounds like you kind of agree with me.
I think you guys are arguing. You don't even disagree.
Well, he called up saying go through Joel Embiid. So I wanted him to kind of explain what he means by going through Joel Embiid.
The best part was he goes, am I going to get to talk, brother? And I'm like, I just thought about saying, like, it is his show.
Well, no, he can talk. I mean, it's okay. I'm just making a point why I want to go through Max, and you're telling me about getting backup centers after the series is over. You're not making a point.
Can't do anything.
What you're doing is making a bunch of excuses is what I heard.
Can't do anything about backup center today.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about it. Jack, are you feeling good about tonight or what?
I'm skeptical. Like,
going to take with you, man?
I've seen them do this far too often. We had game 5 last year in Boston. Like, well, they grew up. They finally get it. And then what did they do in game 6? They blew a game 6 and they didn't show up in game 7. I don't need a win tonight.
It's because you don't need a win.
I hope they win tonight.
I know I didn't hear what I just heard.
And with New Yorkers in town, you know, puffing their gross chests out, you're
oily, yeah.
Yeah,
greasy.
Oily. We need to get free tickets, and you're like, man, I just need a good effort.
No, I do, though.
Like, orange slices afterwards.
What matters to me more tonight is just show up. And but show up, not the you're gonna they're gonna have 5 starters out there. Like, just don't fold. I need to see heart tonight. I am so terrified of a fold job by the Sixers.
Who's more likely to show you no heart tonight?
The big fella. You kidding me? I mean, yeah, of course it's Joel Embiid, but like, it's Tobias too.
He's a part of
this. I've seen this story so many times, and I want them to break through, and I want them to get it. And if they win tonight, they're going to win game 7.
When you say show heart, you're talking about Joel Embiid.
Always.
You don't care about seeing no heart out of Tobias Harris. It's what Joel Embiid does.
Sure, yeah. He's the temperature, to steal a Jalen phrase.
Yeah, but you can't just be happy with a good effort.
Yeah, but it matters more. They're not winning the finals. They're not winning the finals this year. Like, Embiid is on one leg.
I don't care.
They're not going on
because
a run.
You know what?
Even if they beat the Knicks, they're losing the next round.
Like, no, they could play.
No, we could beat Indiana.
Dude, he can't run. Like, he can't run.
That's why we go through Maxey.
Exactly right. He can't jump off the ground. Of course you're going through Maxey tonight. What are you talking
about? They're not going through Maxey.
I guess. Well, no, they should.
Well, they're going to lose.
Should.
Then they're going to lose.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, hold on. What are you? Hold on.
Yeah. This guy should have a time limit on him. You let him go too long.
He's like, then they're going to lose.
They're going to lose if they go through Joel tonight. That's a fact.
They're going to go through Joel.
Cool. They're going to be down. And it's going to be a tight ballpark.
Every game's been like that. Every game's been tight. And the whole, they just have to show heart. They don't have to win.
Not with.
Just because they're not going to win the final.
How's that for a rallying cry?
Yeah. You got to go there, hold up a sign.
Just try. Orange slices at halftime.
Chris and Penn Salkin, you're on WIP.
What's up, boys? I'm officially changing my name. It is Truth Teller from Penn Salkin.
We'll decide on that one.
we will decide when they draft the match, when they call all those boys up. And they're like, he might be a good player. He's going to struggle to be a number two. I said, you watch. All right, you were one of them.
I was.
You were one of them.
Yep. I was.
And I would never thank COVID, but thank COVID that year, baby, because he would have never went at 21. Never. But I would like Spike. Spike, they could run the offense through you. I don't care. I need a dub.
That's not a four-hour radio show, unfortunately. walk in my shoes for a day. I come in and say they need a dub, and then we all go home. That just ain't how it works.
No, man, your crickety back, your bad hip, your tattoos, your
what are we doing here?
Kind of funky hair. You can at least give me a shot. You can at least put in two, man, because you got the Philly attitude. The only person I wouldn't run the offense through is your pops, man. That's all. That's the only one. This is a lock tonight, fellas. Lock it down, and you watch Kelly Oubre, and I am signing him next year, not for a ton of money, but fair market value. Will you watch Kelly cook Brunson's ass tonight? He don't get 30 tonight, man. You watch. 6'7", 2'7", 2 span. SWAT. Here we go, folks. And all you New Yorkers, I told you before, one of you tried to get in my store this morning. You got denied. You don't think I got cameras on my phone, man. Stay out. I don't care if you wash your clothes in a creek with a rock. I don't need your friggin' $9. Take that New York stuff and shove it up your giggy. 10-9-8-76. We're going to game 7, fellas. Flower power. Let's go.
The Truth Teller from Penn Salkin. Are we granting him that name?
Well, we grant everybody else their name, so yeah. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Sure, why not?
Why not? But here's the thing.
Yeah.
He puts himself in that category. That means he has to be held accountable for being a truth teller.
First of all, as Jack and I did, we need the accountability board up in here so we can put the Truth Teller from Penn Salkin. Also, does the Truth Teller from Penn Salkin want to be considered for the Eagles Insider of the Year? You never know. Now, he mentioned New Yorkers. We do have some New Yorkers in the building today. Mm. We have from our sister station, from my former place of employment, WFAN, the afternoon show, Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber, along with Sean Morash and Tommy Lugauer, are doing their show after the Yankees game starts here until 6:30, and then they're going to the game. So in the 3 o'clock hour today, we are going to bring them in one by one and fight with them. We will fight with Lugauer about the Knicks. We will fight with Sean and Tiki about the Giants. And then we will fight with that slob Evan about everything else. So that is the 3 o'clock hour today. 215-592-9494. Do you think the offense tonight runs through Embiid or runs through Maxey? Jay in West Philly.
Should the offense run tonight?
Should.
I knew I gave you the right name, Mo. You bringing the Rats down here when we got to play them today?
I didn't bring them down here. They're the same company. They're the same company. What do you want me to do? Tell them they can't come in here?
Mo, they from New York.
I'm not the boss here. By the way, Tiki's from Virginia.
I don't know that, Mo. Look, we ain't played the Knicks until you came back. We ain't played the Knicks in the playoffs in 89 until you came back.
Right. Oh, you scared? Are you scared of the Knicks? Is that what I have? Scared Jay?
I ain't scared of New York.
Look, I chose to come back here. You should be praising me for leaving New York and deciding to come back here. Go ahead, praise.
Man, son of Howard stuff there. It sounded like the Hey, look.
Yeah.
Maxey owes me a game. He want to be smiling and he just sat in the third and everybody want to give him props like this. He owed me a game. Jamal Murray got Jokic too.
Okay.
He owes me a game.
Well, I mean, he would have got you game too. Hold on. Did he not put you in a position to win game too?
Well, then he choked.
No, he didn't because he didn't take that last shot. He passed it off to Joe, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Remember Rodney Pete did that?
Yep.
Okay,
Rodney
so Pete. He owed me two games, man.
Smiley owed me two games. Rodney Pete did smile a lot, didn't he?
Yeah. So Smiley owed me two games. Look, he gave up to going to put Joe in that position. And, oh, yeah, Embiid took a bad three-pointer. You the perimeter player. You the star. What big man hasn't had a perimeter player to come through for him?
No, he,
in NBA history.
No, I agree with you. I'm saying let Maxie do his thing tonight.
Running through him, he got to come through when it's clutch time.
Nah, we can't sit around and wait on Embiid to miss shots and flop like and I, do all that. We got to go win tonight.
Murray? Is he better than Jamal Murray?
Who, Maxie?
Yeah.
I'd say they about the same.
Oh, no.
I mean, I may give Jamal Murray a slight edge.
He's done it.
Okay. He does have a championship. Yeah, I'm not going to disrespect
him yet. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. That's the help he got. Joe need help. Y'all want to put all this stuff on him. Like, all I've been hearing, he had 9 turnovers. He had a triple-double.
He did have a triple-double.
And he was 1 turnover from having a quadruple-double.
Yeah, well, see, that's even better.
He started 1-for-9, and so that means he finished 6-for-12.
Listen. I'm not here to rag on Joel Embiid. I'm not.
That's what it sounds like.
No, hey, no. What I'm doing. Help? No. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm doing, Jay. I realize that he's compromised, and the way he looked, the way he looked in Game Five, and now they're playing 2 days later. Do you expect him to look more spry tonight? You expect him to play with more energy tonight, 2 days later, after looking like he barely made it through Game Five?
Everything to run through Maxie when he was out, they was 12-27. Oh, the All-Star. It's all because of Joe. So he
Check this out, Jay. So here's what I'm going to do, and I need you to make sure you call regardless of the results because it's all on Joe. Remember you said that.
I don't want to hear about everybody else.
I don't want to hear excuses about role players and all the other stuff. You want it all to go through Joe.
And let me get at that fraud, Chuck, before that, because I don't want to waste all my time.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that fraud, that pen pal too old to be stalking stars and everything. I heard him call me yesterday. I was talking about AI. He's too old to be trying to be a pen pal to everybody, superstars in this town. And when they don't respond to him, he want to cry and whine and all this stuff. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Chuck, you fraud.
Wow.
Why? Right. Why is he a fraud? Because he likes Allen Iverson?
No, because he sit there and stalk everybody. When the pandering man said, "Oh yeah, I heard stuff from out here. Oh, Bryce Harper, the Phillies need to do. Everybody need to be like him." Then when Bryce Harper ain't respond to him, then he was Embiid's best friend. Then he had one game down, he's back to hating Embiid. He's a fraud.
We got to go, Jay.
And they not responding to him.
All right.
He's too old to be chasing behind stars like that.
Thank you for the call, Jay. Me. Yeah, Chuck, Chuck has a little clout chasing to him. That's all I'm saying. I love Chuck. Coming up next, Charles Barkley has an opinion about what to do with the offense tonight. Charles was on with Giglio and Hugh today. We will hear from that. The Twitter poll of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom online at marks-jewelers.com. The poll, who do you want the offense to run through tonight, Maxie or Embiid? Ike, give me your guess on what the percentages are here.
I would say Maxie at 65%.
Maxie at 70%.
Wow.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
We hear.
Smart people.
We hear from Charles next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.